With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The thick blanket of wildfire smoke over western Montana is proving a blessing and a curse for firefighters in the state. The hazy conditions can rob fires of the oxygen they need to grow, but at the same time prevent aircraft from being able to see well enough to drop water and fire retardant.
Right now, we haven't had the ability to fly on the sheet fire very well due to the fact of the smoke conditions.
That's Jonathan Moore, a public information officer on the sheep fire that's been threatening the town of Essex, just south of Glacier National Park. Moore says the northernmost tip of that fire is now about a mile south of Essex. Essex has been under a pre-evacuation order since Wednesday.
Nothing's changed today that significantly that we think that that evacuation order is going to get kicked in right away.
Another information officer says forecast high winds for today didn't materialize and that winds tomorrow are now expected to be calmer than initially feared. Moore says that yesterday fire managers were able to get ground crews in for the first time to fight the 580-acre fire, which is burning in steep terrain in the Great Bear Wilderness.
Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad used some of their equipment to bring us in along the railroad.
Moore says about 70 ground crew members are now actively building fire line between the sheep fire and Essex. The railroad is also now planning to help remove logs from the area to reduce fuel available to the fire. The fire had closed U.S. Highway 2 and the adjacent BNSF and Amtrak rail corridor. Both are now open. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.